views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, July 8, 2014, number 87. Since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best Out the Door, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you're listening to us on replay, thank you very much. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, 24/7 on iHeartRadio. More info, how to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. Tweet me at YoAndrew, at AndrewTweetGO. Email me, spell it correctly, YoAndrew at YoAndrewNTS.com. Nico Ungari at the Knees application up next. Of the second hour. Very excited to be here. I'm still cooling off from the first hour. I mean, so much frustration, but so much information giving out. And if you listened to the first hour, you weren't left behind. I can promise you that. I want to mention something really quickly. Oh, yeah, the Fox News update that we usually have, we are getting it fixed. We did report on it this week, and we did see that there was an error. And we hope that my man, Jamie, at Audio Grade, we'll get that fixed for us, and we'll get Fox News up by next week. And of course, there's always changes, and a great way to see all the different changes, www.yoandrewnts.com. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. I'm Yo Andrew. The last time I brought on creators of an app, it was Gigs, and we still actually have their little cart here in the studio. I love mobile applications. Believe me, I'm right on your side when it comes to technology killing off common sense and killing jobs. I am right behind you. But also, it's helped create a lot of jobs and create innovation and the way we spread information. And we can't ignore that. And I love news apps. And I love different applications and being able to read different articles that each one reports on, and being able to share with you guys on my Twitter account and to my family. This one application, it followed me last month, and I decided to check it out. I didn't think it was a spam. I trusted it. It's called The Needs, theneeds.com. And I saw they had an app for the iPhone, so I decided to go and download it, and I've loved it ever since. I'm even on their email newsletter. I decided to contact them, and now a representative from them is on my program, and he is a representative at this mobile news application, and you can also follow them at The Needs. Really interesting application, and I want him to give us more information about it. His name is Nico Ungari. And he's on my phone line. Nico, thanks for being with us. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great here in San Francisco. Thank you for having Denise on the show.
The pleasure is all mine. I want to ask you, because I would love you to share with my audience, how it happened. How did The Needs, this mobile news application, launch, was created?
Well, basically, everything started a couple of years ago when one of my co-founders was trying to catch up on his interests, his passions, and he was jumping through different websites and was wasting basically a lot of time. And basically, he figured out that the online experience is very fragmented and noisy at this moment, and it's basically impossible to keep up with what's relevant on the web across your interests. I mean, you have other options like search, for example, but it's no personalized curation. It's great, but you exactly need to know what you're looking for. You can't really say, oh, I'm interested in technology, find me the best articles. So he basically thought, would it be great to just see the web that just matters to you? And there were a bunch of solutions out there, basically, but they were very technical and not very fun from an experience point of view. We just wanted to create something for the average consumer, okay? Something that is simple, something that's straightforward, something that just works.
There are many applications like yours, and I could name a few from the top of my head. If it's Gossip Bucket, SkyGrid, and many more, what makes your application an application where you're able to go on, be able to look at different news sources all in one place, split those articles up into a specific category that you're interested in? What makes your application different than many others that we see online today?
Well, given our background, we're very technical into our background. Our app is different at the level of technology. We apply very advanced technology to the content discovery space. And this creates a whole new level of curation and provides the user with a very personalized, streamlined experience. We basically, Andrew, we basically pull from hundreds of thousands of pieces of content every day from a variety of big sources. And we rank them and filter them every 15 minutes through a variety of internal and external signals, like the amount of shares, like the amount of interaction on social media, the importance and relevance on the web, and the user activity on the platform. And we basically create an experience for the single user that is super simple, and it all happens in the background. The user gets just perfect content without having to work for it, if that makes sense.
I think it does make a lot of sense, and I think it just has to be a lot of work. I mean, your website looks great. Your application's very clean, very easy to use. And for someone who has different categories they're interested in, it's really easy to go in and being able to transition from one article to another. I just think it has to be a lot of work sometimes to, you know, every 15 minutes is always, you know, articles coming out, and especially during times of breaking news, it's got to be a lot of work for you guys, right?
Yes, I mean, you're right. It is a lot of work, but we created a very sophisticated algorithm that basically can analyze a myriad of sources at the same time. And that creates a very unique experience. At the end of the day, it's not the amount of work that we do. It's the experience of the user. If the experience is superb and it's top-notch for the user, they're going to become loyal. And it's basically, we're trying to solve a problem here. And technology is a great bridge to solve this kind of problems.
Right now, we are speaking with Nico Ungari. He is a representative at TheNeeds.com, and you can check out their mobile application, The Needs, and follow them on Twitter at The Needs. And he's on my program, and we're speaking about their very sophisticated and unique news mobile application and website that you can check out and join yourselves and even make an account with them. By doing that, you'll be able to really feel the gist of what their application is doing. So I think the audience has heard this name so many times just by introducing you, The Needs. And it speaks for itself, The Needs. It probably means the audience that you have, the consumers you have, the need for information. But is there more to the name The Needs when you created this name years ago?
Well, it's funny because a lot of people ask us that. And it basically comes down to the founders originally were thinking about a name, a catchy name, super simple, that would relate to the main objective of the app and the platform in general. And the main objective is to just give the user a personalized content discovery experience around their interests, to, in a sense, fulfill their needs of catching up with what's relevant to them around the web. The web is so noisy that we just want to take off all the noise and just give what their need at that specific point in time is.
I think it's a great name. I think it says a lot because, I mean, it does say a lot because the need for information, and we see more and more Americans wanting information. And now that they have so much accessibility to it with the mobile phones and the tablets and the laptops, it's not like you have 3 to 4 local newspapers, 3 TV channels, and about 7, 8 radio stations. You now have an access of hundreds of blogs that are now becoming more credible. We see thousands of news channels coming out every day and falling down every day. And we see tons of news applications, including yourself. So it's really amazing how we see such a high demand, such a need for information. And here on my program, we always say the motto, don't be left behind, because if you're left behind, you might be missing out on a lot of information. And I hope that your application will be able to help my audience not be left behind because of their need for information, Nico.
Oh, no, definitely. And, you know, as you said, there's a lot of many different options out there. We stand a little different in terms of discovery and making you able to stay up to date with your passions in a very simple, easy way. We basically, in terms of technology for the single user, the needs, as I said before, pulls from like thousands and thousands of sources. And we span across a variety of content, like from top sites, publishers, like the big media outlets, to blogs, to social networks. We filter everything down with our sophisticated technology. And another cool feature is that the user, through his actions, can vary and modify his stream. Basically, the app and the platform get smarter and smarter the more you use it. So through your actions, you can personalize your stream.
Right now we are speaking with Nico Ungari. He is a representative at TheNeeds.com, and it's also a news mobile application. I guess a really important question, and that probably many of my audience, if they're listening to me from their tablet, from their mobile device, from their computer, or even from their AM dial in Rhode Island, I guess they want to know, where can we download this app? We see that you have a website, TheNeeds.com, and we also see on the homepage now also for iPhone. I do have it on my iPhone, but I have an iPad, and I don't see it. How about Android devices? So where could you download The Needs, and if you can tell us some information where The Needs could be coming to in the near future?
Well, you'd be amazed, Andrew, how many times we actually get this question, because for the amount of different apps that there is out there, people are really asking for different devices. We put the web version of The Needs up on the web at the end of last summer. Okay, so it's a relatively new product, and we released our iPhone app in April. Okay, so it's been only on the market for about 2-3 months. And it was the smart choice at the time, you know. There's a lot of competition on different devices, and iPhone is still a leading platform here in the United States. We are now in the designing phase of Android and other platforms, but the grand vision, of course, as you said, is to be on everyone's device at the end of the day and just to provide a great experience for everyone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to favor any device. I will agree with you. iPhone is still the leader. And I do, when I see new applications introduced, they do say available for the App Store. And then a little bit later, now available for the Play Store. And then a little bit later, now it's available for the iPad. And then before you know it, it's available for different devices. I know Android's got to be a little bit complicated because there's so many different type of Android softwares out there. Where Apple, it's one store, one place. You can optimize it for pretty much all their devices. And there's only been a few the past 7 years. So Apple's got to be a little bit easier. But I would love to see it on the iPad. I would love to see it on my big screen here in the studio and being able to share it on there. That I would love you to do next if I had to make a suggestion.
Well, I just said, like, it's relatively easier to launch on iPhone first. It's not that easy. I mean, the amount of work in the UI and the UX has to be perfect. At the moment, users are accustomed to perfection in terms of apps, in terms of usability. So for us to release on new platforms, on new devices, we have to get the experience for the user right. At the end of the day, perfection is what we strive for.
Right now we are speaking with Nico Ungari. He is a representative at The Needs, and we now know you can download The Needs on your iPhone if you're an iPhone user, and keep being updated on their website. It will soon be on your Android device and hopefully my iPad. Nico, we said that you can follow you guys on Twitter at The Needs, and you can go on TheNeeds.com. Where else could they contact you for any questions I didn't ask or questions they might have that I'm not even thinking of?
Of course, of course. I mean, you can definitely find us on every major social network, like Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. You can find us everywhere. If you have a specific question, please do not hesitate. We love feedback from users and people that just inquiries about The Needs. And you can definitely email us at info@theneeds.com with any questions or feedback. We love to hear from you.
Nico, thanks for coming on the program, and we here on the program are a huge supporter of your news app, and I'll still be reading articles off of it for as long as I can, and we hope to, you know, follow you up in the future when we see more and more innovation coming from you guys.
Andrew, thank you so much for having me on the show, and guys, download The Needs, and you won't be dissatisfied.
You won't be sorry.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Thank you again, Danger. Thank you again.
Thanks, Nico. Have a good one. Nico Ungari, definitely check out the application, The Needs, on your iPhone if you have one, and hopefully we will see it on Android. When I come back on the program, I choose my 10 favorite news applications for your smartphone and tablet. Also be mentioning what applications we missed. Get your tablets and your smartphones out, because I'm going to be going through many different ones you might enjoy. Don't be left behind listening to the O'Andrew News Talk Show.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address. YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
So I already posted on our Facebook like page, and we apologize for not putting up any live post throughout the show like we always do, but we promise it will resume next week. Everything we're talking about, articles that we have, will of course be on our Facebook page. Really quick conversation we had with Nico at The Needs, and I love discovering brand new applications that really do one thing, and that it doesn't allow you not to be left behind. There's so many other great applications, and when we see over 75% now using smartphones, and we see over millions and millions of smartphones being sold in the past several months, it's a necessity. You have to have it. There's no more pay phones. There's no more beepers, even though I actually did see someone with a beeper the other day, but that is besides the point. Smartphones and tablets are in demand, and we have a smartphone being charged to my right and a tablet looking at me right in front of me. And come on, it's becoming a part of the broadcast and becoming a part of your life. And what do? When you have a smartphone tablet, you probably read a ton of articles. And the way we used to read the newspaper in the morning, many of us still do, many of us, like myself, we get news in the morning from newsletters. We have a particular app or a particular news outlet send you a newsletter in your email. You're able to read many articles that they choose to report for you the same way a traditional newspaper has done. Many of us like to just go into the app and choose our own news. So what I decided to do was choose 10 of my favorite apps that I use that I want to share with you here on the program. So I wanted to take time out and be able to share with you many of the applications that I use. And maybe you want to use too, and we'll tell you. And what's great about these 10 is they are compatible with Android and Apple, and they could be used on your tablet or your smartphone. And of course, if you have iOS, Apple, or Android on your tablet. So we chose 10, and I want to, and again, they're not in a particular order from best to worst or worst to best. It's just 10 apps. That's how we're doing it. So the first app I chose in the 10 that I think are the best, and this is a gossip app. It's called Gossip Bucket. And Gossip Bucket actually is beautiful because what it does is it takes the most popular magazines and news outlets and blogs that give out news that's gossip-related, news that might be going into a celebrity's life or a artist that might be going into some legal trouble being reported on. Gossip Bucket gets the work done. And it first has a main news feed, a feed of different news outlets, the most important stories of the day. And then if you want to look at a particular news outlet, if it's MTV or if it's Hollywood Reporter, you can go on your left column and you're able to read many of the outlets. And I believe it is for the iPhone, and it is, I don't know if it is for the Android. That might be an app. Let's check that out. I think it is just for the iPhone, but we can check it out if it is for Android. And I hope it is, because if you have an Android cell phone or tablet, Gossip Bucket really is a great app to go, because sometimes you have all these different news applications all over your phone, and it stinks, where one app gives you it all. It looks like it is only for the iPhone at this time. That really stinks. I really wish Android had Gossip Bucket, and I think Gossip Bucket should expand to Android. It's a great app. Gives you all the gossip you need. And I wish more and more could be able to download it. And yeah, it looks like it is only for iPhone at this time. And we try to get the more information on it, and well, it's not allowing us to. Yeah, well, they're on Twitter, so at least you can catch them on Twitter if that's the case. And they actually have a website also, and you'll be able to go on their website, Gossip Bucket. And actually, it's a beautiful website they have. I thought it was just an app, but they do have a website, and it's beautifully done. And it's just it's Facebook, but just tons of different articles. And they have a lot of great articles going on right now. They have Justin Bieber. It's the new Lindsay Lohan. Here's why. I should put in my reading that article later on. And they got a lot of other great articles. Definitely check them out. And if they are for Android, please tell me. But it looks like, yep, it's only for Apple at this time. How sad. Oh, I wish it was for Android, and it is not, and that stinks. Okay, next up. The app I like to enjoy was the one we just spoke about, The Needs. The Needs is very similar to other applications. You're able to choose categories you enjoy the most, and it'll be able to give you bricks of different articles from that category that you enjoy. What does The Needs do that other applications don't do? The Needs, it does give you a newsletter each morning, and I like newsletters. I like reading my morning news, and it's great to see The Needs does that for me, especially with all my categories I choose. Also, what The Needs does, they actually give you articles that I don't see anywhere else. So if I'm choosing, so if I go into The Needs app right now, on my iPhone. And again, this is also only for the iPhone. I wish it was for Android, because I think it's a great app, and here's why. If you go to the needs and you choose your categories, you make an account, and that will allow you to get the newsletter each morning. If I choose, what do I choose? I chose, you know what? This actually is a different, it's different because when you choose categories, you choose categories not by, you know, politics. You choose by basic themes. If you like food, you're going to choose eat. If you like work, you might choose work. If you like sports, they even have a be informed category. And that's a great category because you're able to be informed. And this is a, and if you look at the be informed, you see President Obama is hitting the road this summer to meet Americans who wrote him a letter. See, that's what the needs does. And that's why I brought on Nico for, because it shows you articles that I wouldn't find anywhere else. If you decide, well, I'm going to put a category of sports, they're going to show you LeBron James. They're going to show you the NFL camp. But what this app does is we won't show you articles that everyone's talking about. We're going to show you articles that are interesting and that we think you will truly like. And they give you themes. They give you themes that are simple and that you won't find anywhere else. And it's such an easy layout. Again, it's up and down and left and right. I have shop, and it'll show me different items I can shop for. Phones, even an old vintage typewriter, floating skateboard ramps. So when you see shop, it's not just shopping for new items, but exploring items you might be able to purchase in the future. And that's what you need. That's the needs. And I love that app. It's only for iPhone. And I, again, hopefully bring it to Android. I think you guys really would like it. Let's move on to the next app. I hope you guys are writing this down and downloading it. I will give you permission to listen and download these apps. We already spoke about Gossip Bucket and the needs. The next, BuzzFeed. You know BuzzFeed already, and BuzzFeed is for everything. BuzzFeed is on everything, and it's for everything. If you have Windows Phone, Android, iPod, iPhone, iPad, Kindle, you name it, and BuzzFeed is on it. And BuzzFeed really hit their niche when they did their top list. It's simple enough. Their top list and their quizzes where, do you think you're smarter than a fifth grader? That type of quiz. You go on, you take the quiz, you share it with your friends, and of course they got top list. And right now, they actually have a list on their main headline, 13 insane World Cup records you have to see. And by just clicking on it, they make a beautiful article and they communicate with GIFs. It's pictures that move, like what you saw in Harry Potter. Well, now you're seeing it actually in real life. And you scroll down and it's very easy to use and you even get a little comedy out of it. You can share it with your friends on any type of platform. And they also got really interesting pieces. They have a great political section. They are not biased at all. They got really good pieces and really good writers. So even if you're not a fan of the whole list, you're able to see a lot of editorials and even bring out a lot of nostalgia if you're a fan. So BuzzFeed has become very popular, especially on the mobile platforms, the tablet and the smartphone. You really got to get into it if you can. Please do. Next one, SkyGrid. I first found SkyGrid when I purchased my first iPhone and I decided to go on YouTube and search the best news applications because around that time I was starting to get into news. I was becoming a news junkie and a political junkie, and I'm really proud of myself considering I took two political quizzes lately and I've done very good on them, so I'm able to debate if I wanted to. SkyGrid has come in, and SkyGrid, they, of course, it's a grid. That's how the application is set up. It's set up, has a grid with different blocks, And of course, they choose the main 8 to 10 topics. And again, it might not be as popular as what everyone's talking about, but they used to show a lot. I'm not going to lie. They used to show a lot more interesting headlines. Now, it's kind of up in the air. But what I love about SkyGrid is, do you know how we just spoke about the needs where you choose a theme and you're able to choose the different, and then they choose, because of the technology, the algorithms? SkyGrid, they have a Your News section where you can create a block in your grid. So I'm going to create a great example. David Cassidy, former lead singer of the Partridge Family. Instead of going on Google and typing in David Cassidy and seeing if there's any new information about him, SkyGrid, I created a block for David Cassidy. And when there's any brand new articles about David Cassidy, if he's back in rehab, if he's recovering from rehab, if something has happened to him, if there's any legal battles, SkyGrid will notify me saying, in your block, on your grid, there's new news about David Cassidy. Click on it now. So I'm able to click on my block, and it'll give me the latest articles. I'll find any articles, keywords with David Cassidy. It's like Google, but you don't have to do any of the work. And that's what I love about SkyGrid. And they also let you follow articles from CNN. So if you want to follow CNN, like Gossip Bucket, all the different type of newspapers, you can make blocks for them. So I have a lot of, on my iPad, I have a lot of Apple blocks, but on my iPhone, I got David Cassidy, I got Radio Shack, I got a lot of great grids and blocks there. And I even got the president of the United States. So anything that's going on with the president, I'm able to find out with the blocks. So SkyGrid's great. The next app, Drudge Report. Drudge Report, but you got to download this particular one. It's for Android and it's for iOS. I'm not sure if it's for other ones. Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. It's a website taking out miscellaneous articles that they feel you're interested into reading. And it gets hundreds of hits, and any reporter wants to be on it. And if you do get the Drudge Report, I want you to get it from this maker, because there are so many different type of Drudge Report apps. But by Vijay Anand, he makes the Drudge Report, and it's great. It's great because it's an easy layout, but when you click on the link, it doesn't have to load to a brand new app, your web browser. Oh, I'm using my data. Nothing. It opens up within the app in a beautiful, easy setup where you just scroll right down. You can copy, highlight, and then you can share right from the app. Twitter, Facebook, email. Drudge Report by Vijay Anand. Great app. You got to check it out. Breaking news. Again, NBC, they have one, but you got to get it from Vijay Anand again. Vijay Anand. You got to go to him. His breaking news app notifies constantly. And I have it on all my devices. You'll never miss a beat with his breaking news app. It's for Android. It's for iOS. You got to check it out. It is great. I heard about news stories before anyone else. And believe me, if I hear about a news story before my brother or mom, I'm on it. The last four apps I want to talk about is Tech News, The Blaze, CNN, and Google News. CNN is a... I like CNN because of their breaking news app, and there's a big headline there on it. And they do have some really interesting pieces on CNN, so I enjoy reading it. Google News, I like Google News because if I want to search a keyword and read many articles, I could. Me doing my research, Google News can do it for me, and I can even search by dates and times of a particular piece. So if I want to go back into time and read about a particular piece, if it's O.J. Simpson, Google News can go to the archives and get it for me. The Blaze, founded by conservative radio host Glenn Beck, they have really interesting articles. And if you're a conservative, more on the Republican side, The Blaze is right for you. And Tech News, If you're a tech buff like I am and you want to learn about everything, Samsung, Apple, any type of invention, Tech News is right for you. And Tech News is just like Gossip Bucket. Tons of different, very popular tech blogs like Gizmodo and Mashable. And they're able to, GigaOm, they're able to take all that, put it all into one app. Easy to use, easy to read. And many apps that I've missed that you might like: Flipboard, Dribbler, AppyGeek, Bleacher Report, Yahoo News, Fox News, and of course the White House app. So those are a lot of the great applications. So if you want to be informed, if you don't want to be left behind, there are so many different news applications that someone created that wants to help you get informed and never be left behind again. Sound Clip of Wisdom up next. Don't put that behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
This is the sound of a flat screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy.
Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Ending off the program. Some of you are probably downloading all those news apps. Go download it. You'll be supporting a small business and you'll be informed. I see nothing wrong with that. And it's amazing what some of these applications have done, how they've changed the way we are informed and the way I'm informed. Hey, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I wonder, 30 years ago, we were able to inform ourselves with one piece of paper. Now look what we have. And sometimes we're reading these articles, and if we see something we like and we like the writer, we'll bring him or her on the show. And we'll let them explain it. And they love coming on, and we thank them for coming on. Sound Clip of Wisdom, you already know it. We've done this 86 times already. We're going to do it again. It's a sound clip we play to end off the program that might teach you a lesson or might give you a message you might take with you, begin a conversation with a close friend, family, your pet dog. And now it's become actually an off-air conversation where we kind of go into a fresh new topic and we'll continue speaking about it off the air. If it's through email, Twitter, Facebook, or even on the air next week if you really want to go that far. The sound clip of wisdom is from the movie The Notebook, that, by the way, I've never saw. I never saw The Notebook. I'm planning on putting it on my iPad, and when I go about this week, I will promise I will sit down and finally watch it. I mean, I saw this clip. It looks like a really good movie. A lot of people thought differently. It looks like a really good movie, and everyone still talks about it. Till this day. So I'm going to speak about it. I'm going to go into the conversation of The Notebook, and I'm going to watch it myself. This particular scene is called What Do You Want? And it describes what a relationship is all about and how your decision is always more important than everyone else's. And that's actually very true. Well, here it is, sound clip of wisdom. Hope you like it. This sound clip is from the movie The Notebook.
It's about security.
What is that supposed to mean?
Money!
What are you talking?
He's got a lot of money!
Now I hate you, you slut!
If you leave here, I hate you.
Why are you paying attention to anything that's been happening?
I guess not. I think I must have misread all of those signals.
But I guess you did.
You're bored! You're bored and you know it. You wouldn't be here if there wasn't something missing.
Arrogant son of a...
Would you just stay with me?
Stay with you? What for? Look at us. We're already fighting.
Well, that's what we do. We fight. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're... Which you are, 99% of the time. I'm not afraid to hurt your feelings. They have like a 2-second rebound rate, and you're back doing the next pain in the ass thing.
So what?
So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. And we're going to have to work at this every day, but I want to do that because I want you. I want all of you... Forever, you and me, every day. Will you do something for me? Please, you just picture your life for me. 30 years from now, 40 years from now, what's it look like? If it's with that guy, go. Go! I lost you once. I think I could do it again if I thought it's what you really wanted. But don't you take the easy way out.
What easy way? There is no easy way. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? God damn it. What do you want?
I have to go.
What do you want? In this particular situation, it's about a relationship. What do you want? Do you want the man of your dreams, or do you want someone that someone believes it's best for you? And it's all about the decision that you make. This also goes for jobs. What do you want? Do you want to be an astronaut? Be an astronaut. If you want to be a basketball player, be one. I think I need to remind you guys who are listening that you're listening to me, you like my ideas, you like how I give out the news, and I thank you for it. But by the end of the day, you don't have to agree with me. By the end of the day, you don't have to like how I produce this program or how I give it out. You don't have to. It's your decision. And it's always your decision. That's why God gave you a brain to make your own decision. Now, will your decision be the best decision? I can't say it will or will not. That's why you always bring out the old saying thing twice before you say something, right? That's what it comes down to. When you make a decision, it's your decision. And it should be no one else's. When you turn a certain age and your parents let you go the same way a bird allows a younger bird to fly, it's because the parent believes it's now your time. You make the decision. If it's love, if it's a job, if it's political views, or listening to this program right here. And I want to remind you guys of that because I don't want you to feel that you're being controlled right now or telling you what's best or not. It's your decision. It might not be the best decision, but it's your decision. But be responsible of your decision in a particular case. Not this case, but other cases. Also from the Sound Clip of Wisdom is describe your relationship. And I guess when I watch this movie, finally, I think I'm going to see that. It's going to remind us what a relationship is all about. Why two people one day decide to express their love by legally becoming one. And what we call it in religion, getting married. People are going to fight. Because you're going to disagree on things. But by the end of the day, you remind yourself why you're here. You remind yourself why you're together. And I think some of us forgot. We forgot. The same way we forgot that child in that truck. The same way we forgot our morals when a basketball player goes into the United Nations. The same way we are distracted by the technology in front of us. We forgot how to live without it. We forget things. We do. We forget where we came from. We forget how we lived before the times. And we forgot how to be in love with each other. And that's why the divorce rate is so high. And that's why love is so scarce. And why a man and a woman, a man and a man and a woman and a woman can't seem to figure out what they want. Because they forgot what they wanted in the first place. I forgot, but I'm remembering now. And I want to show that love someday. And I want you also. I want you to start a family. I want your son or daughter to listen to my program for as long as they can and be able to absorb the information we give to them. And you can say that happened because maybe the Sound Clip of Wisdom reminded you. I think that's what the notebook does. Yeah, it shows true love, but it also reminds you of what a relationship is all about and why it's so important. Why a man or woman connects. Why it happens. Why two species come together as one to create something special. That's a connection and a brand new species to express to the world and to let it explore. I think that's what this movie does a lot of. And I can't wait to watch it. And I promise I'll give you my feedback on Twitter. I'll give you my opinion on it. I'll try my best. I want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother. I love you. Thank you. I want to thank all of our affiliates for allowing us to air this program on replay and live throughout the night. I want to thank our sponsors, Dr. Howard Dinowitz and Leslie Santos' Walk at Home program, for giving us the opportunity to air many of these stations. I want to thank my audience, well, Nico Ungari, our guest at the Needs, and my audience. You make the show happen. I'll see you next Tuesday. Don't be left behind.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.